Hi gang.
Hi.
Welcome to the only podcast on the internet.
Which sadly doesn't sound as good.
No, it doesn't.
As it used to.
And also the fact that most of the last episode was deleted, it's all wrapped up around the same reason, which is that Apple Mac computers are a piece of poops.
Well, yeah.
Super poops. The last episode, by the time this goes out, I would have somehow figured out without a laptop how to upload the previous episode, which I only managed to rescue about 27 minutes of, because the evening we recorded it, Apple decided I needed to upgrade my OS to something called Sierra.
Really?
How could I resist? It sounds...
Sierra?
Sierra.
I don't know anything about this.
It sounds delicious, so I thought I'll have a bit of that.
Mm.
Fucked the whole laptop up, so I had to go back in my time machine to a day to try and rescue it, and that was before we recorded the podcast.
That's how Apple makes money, because it goes, we're going to release this, and it's going to be awesome, but it's also going to make all of our older models completely redundant, and it's going to fuck them up, and then those people are going to have to buy new Apple products.
Anyway, it's a week later, and now the whole fucking laptop won't even start up, so thanks! What's the dead guy's name?
Steve Jobs. I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah. Michael Fassbender, you shit.
I stopped my my payments to cancer research because of that.
Did you?
Yeah, because I thought, well...
Out of solidarity with me.
If it's killing people like Steve Jobs, good. I'm glad it's around.
Also, overpopulation. I mean, it's just reckless to cure cancer, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty
much. It's what kills everyone.
Good.
Cancer Research are the most villainous organisation around.
They are.
I'm just going to put that on record.
And also, it's been years. How long has it been since people have been giving money to Cancer Research?
Yeah, give it up, mate.
Akon can cure cancer for 600 million people in Africa in 2 years.
What's Akon? What are you talking about?
It's like a meme, isn't it? Like how Akon gave electricity to 600.
And what's Akon?
Akon's a singer.
Oh, and Lonely.
Yes, that guy. And he gave electricity to 600 million Africans.
I know the singer Akon, but I thought you can't possibly be talking about the singer.
No, right? I am, yeah. No, I am.
I still don't understand what you're on about.
He brought electricity to 600 million Africans.
How?
With his money.
Did he now?
Really quickly, yeah. And that's why there's like a meme of like, why is there still poverty and stuff like that, because it's like, if Akon can do that in the space of 2 years,
so
Akon
used all his used all his millions.
I don't know if he used all his millions,
but some of his millions
yeah,
to build electricity in Africa.
Mm.
What a bloody nice guy.
I know.
There I was. I've been going around thinking that Akon, what a dickhead.
But he's not.
I think about it every day, what a dickhead he is. But now, I feel quite the wally. So I'm sorry that it's lo-fi. I'm just sorry, all right?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You missed a lot of stuff. Ben's wasted his time.
I have. I've wasted so much of my time. My time's precious.
I know it is.
I'm busy, man. I'm being a vampire, you know, in feature films.
Would you like to plug that?
No.
No.
No, in fact, it's going to be good.
Distance yourself from it.
No, it was great. It was good. It's banged up. It's Dapper Last's new film. Mm-hmm. People are going, fuck, Dapper Last, didn't he rape someone? No. No. He had a really bad time in the media. Then his dad died and he's having a baby. He's a lovely bloke.
I've met him. I think he is really nice.
He is a lovely guy.
I don't know him very well, but I think he's a very nice man.
He is.
I'm just going to say that on record too. Hey. So Cancer Research, fuck off.
Means more coming from you.
Dapper Last. What a great chap.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm. All right. So what did we cover last time? So let's start with recommendations.
Yeah.
And I'm going to introduce what my recommendation was.
Okay.
Because fans of the show might remember that Mea Maxima Culpa was the recommendation I gave you the last time. And to continue on the paedophile theme... which I thought was important. I have become obsessed on YouTube with the British paedophile hunters.
Stetson Hunter.
Stinson Hunter.
Stinson Hunter.
Yeah.
Someone used that in a conversation the other day and said, oh, well, I have Stinson Hunter after me. That's how, like, many videos there are.
Oh, yeah. But Stinson Hunter is the he's, like, the famous
one.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Channel 4 have made a documentary about
famous.
Him.
I didn't know people would just reference him in day-to-day life.
Oh, yeah. He's Billy Big
When course. I'm talking to people about meeting underage girls. Well, I have Stinson Hunter after me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go meet these children.
I first became aware of it. For those of you who don't know anything about what we're talking about, there is an American show called To Catch a Predator on Dateline NBC in America with a guy called
Chris Hansen,
in which decoys pretend to be underage girls. They arrange to meet perverted men, and then the men come and meet what they think is the girl, and out comes Chris Hansen to humiliate them on television. And then as they leave, the police get them and they're arrested. In Britain, we have a decidedly more low-rent approach with all these people. They've got a tiny little camera phones, and they do it in their kind of spare time. And I suppose they make a living out of the YouTube revenue.
Oh, I bet.
But there are tons in Britain. There's tons of
so many
different. There's Stinson Hunter is the famous one. There's my favourite one, which is the Internet Interceptors, because there you have women involved. Usually it's like these Cockney hard men basically that turn up. What are you doing? What are you doing? Well, you like to tell me what you're doing here today? Yeah. You can't meet a 13-year-old girl. But these, you know, you get the kind of indignant woman approach, which I like. There's a woman called Julie, I think, who's involved in that, personal hero of mine now. There's one called Dark Justice. There's one called The Hunted One. There's all fucking tons of them.
Yeah, there's so many.
They all kind of have slight variations, but basically the video starts, you get an image of someone's kind of feet walking along, and then it pans up to whatever sorry looking individual has turned up that day.
Mm.
And then it starts, and there's all the reason why it's so compelling for me is that you get to watch in real time a guy, usually a middle-aged man, go from "I'm gonna meet a young girl, gonna do gymnastics, good. I can't wait until she shows up. Hope she's riding a scooter," and then you know, they get met by some kind of fucking hard man, like, getting all in her face. "What did you say? You said you wanted to eat her pussy out. This is a 12-year-old girl, mate." Yeah, and it's great dynamic.
It's good.
And that's what I recommended.
Yeah, and I watched, like, enough.
Yeah.
I couldn't just keep watching them. It was like,
I've become dangerously sort of fixated on it.
You just start watching them and you're like, Jesus Christ, like, there are thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so many paedophiles. It is funny to watch. And that guy that we watched when we recorded with the guy, I haven't watched any more.
Yeah. Well, after we recorded the last podcast, we spent about an hour watching them.
No, I did. I watched a few more the other day. And it's just, they're always just waiting outside their car in a car park. This one guy is smoking a fag. And they just come up to him. As soon as they come up to him, and I like watching it slowly fade.
Mm.
Like you say, like, because at first they're kind of like, "No, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong," and they're like, "You're here to meet a little girl." And it's
what?
Like, "No,
what?
I'm not.
Me? How dare you?"
And then slowly, as they become like, "No, mate, we've got the online chats. You've been chatting to multiple."
"Is that a picture of your penis? Is that a picture of your log? Is that your log there?
Yeah. Can you send that to a 5-year-old girl?"
"She is only 3 months old, and you have been sending her videos of you masturbating your penis."
No,
I
specifically told them.
"She told me that she was 47, and I have no reason to disbelieve. I've got the chat logs, mate. You're bang to right.
I clearly said I'm 14, and it's, oh God.
Here's I said, I hope my mum's making their bird's eye chicken fillets tonight. I do my homework. You specifically knew that she was in the womb, and you..." It's just, it's horrific.
It's horrific, though. It's horrific. It's fun for a bit, and then you just kind of go, shit, Jesus Christ. But what was interesting was I was watching all these, and then all this stuff in the news about this football coach came out.
I haven't been following that.
Basically,
I know that there's a darts player that said some stuff on Twitter.
I bet. What's he said?
I don't know who he is. I haven't done even the meagerest bit of research. Right. But there's some old darts player bloke who's been like, he's been tweeting like, not being funny, but if that were me, I'd go and duff him up when I was older or whatever.
Yeah.
And he seems to be being, you know, everyone's like writing Guardian pieces.
Oh, for God's sake. Basically, it's like, I was watching all these videos and then this stuff happened. And it's like a football coach who molested a load of boys, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all older and they're like, he molested me. Mm-hmm. Or maybe. I haven't done that much research either, but I've kind
of... Does he work for any sort of official body? Is he like an FA coach or something?
I don't think so. No, it's like...
Just at a school?
Yeah, just like a working class...
Why is that a story?
Listen, I'll tell you why it's a story.
That happens all the time!
It happens all the time. And recently they've been looking in... People have been going mad about the police not looking into paedophile cases, in Parliament especially. And they're like... Here's a working class paedophile for you. And they're like, look, we are doing our job. Look, we found this paedophile. And it's like, it's just conveniently like, it's annoying. You think, God, it's going on all the time. You have no idea. And if you go on YouTube, you'll literally see thousands of paedophiles.
Oh, yeah.
That have probably, and each one of them have probably done it so many times. It's horrendous.
Mm.
And it hasn't been a big bald Cockney geezer.
My favourite excuse is when occasionally they'll go, what are you doing here? What are you going to do? If your 13-year-old girl turned up tonight, what are you going to do? You was going to have sex with her, weren't you? And then they say, quite often they go, well, it was most likely going to explain to her that this is wrong.
Yeah.
and she shouldn't be doing it, and that it's, you know, it's dangerous to talk to people online. I'm just going to take her aside and explain this to her.
The one we watched, the one that was really, really bad, there was a guy who was like, he got caught and they were like, oh, you've turned up and have you got condoms in your bag? And he was like, no, I don't have condoms. And they looked at his bag and he had condoms. And then he was like, come on, mate. Oh, come on, mate.
Come on, mate.
Like, let me off this one.
I'll be in jail for the rest of my life.
Because it turned out, throughout the video, it turned out that this guy had raped... He'd gone to prison for raping an underage girl.
Already, yeah.
Yeah.
And here he was again.
Yeah.
I mean...
But he was trying to be like, oh, mate, please. Like, just,
cut me a break, mate.
Oh, it was horrendous.
Go on. Man, I know. You know, come on.
Ugh.
Oh, that's me over now. I'll be in jail for the rest of my life. Yeah. Come on, mate. Yeah, no.
Awful.
There's an American version, which is also quite good fun, which is called Creep Catchers. They're not very good at naming themselves, these online... I like Stinson Hunter, he's just... I'm going to come up, it might not be his real name, but it's at least like just a name of a person.
Yeah.
Doing a thing, not Internet Interceptors, Creep Catchers, Dark Justice. But the American one's notable because they have their own hip-hop track, especially, created. And so each... track starts with their catchphrase, which is "You're done, bud." They shout that at the paedophiles as they drive away. "You're done, bud." After they've really, you know, confronted them on camera, but their rap goes, "You're done, bud. We've got the chat logs. So you thought you'd meet up with a child, huh? So shut up and smile for the camera. Creep catchers." It's just, and it has a whole rap song. It goes on for about 2 minutes, all about what they do.
The fact
so you
want
to meet up with like, little girls? We'll expose you to the world.
Man.
They're really like into it.
I know, but I just think the fact that you've memorised it, like the song.
I've played.
And you've watched so much.
I've played I've watched about 100 hours, I'm sure.
And at this point, would you text and meet up with a 15-year-old girl?
Oh, yeah! much more likely to do it because I can just. I want to know what I would do in that situation. It's quite kind of, ooh, what would I say if I got caught?
What you could do, right? So say you started doing it. Say you started talking to underage girls, right?
Say.
You, but listen.
Say, hypothetically.
Yeah, like hypothetically.
Yeah.
and you, but you text slightly suggestive things, but nothing that could get you in trouble.
Mm.
And then just so you get caught by one of these paedophile hunters and you could be like the guy who has an answer for everything and be the best paedophile.
Mm.
And it'd be like, paedophile stunts the hunters.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well that'll be a little treat for the podcast first. The next episode, stay tuned, because Ben and Ollie are going to play with fire and pretend to be online paedophiles
for the sake of... in a clever way.
Yeah,
subtle.
Yeah.
Be subtle. Nothing that could get us in trouble. Like,
yeah, but
hey, So
just talking and meeting up is enough. You don't have to be like, can we meet up so that you can suck my penis? You can be like, can we meet up and we'll just sit and chat?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's enough.
And, yeah, but and I'd like to see that's if grooming. The paedophile hunters try to, like, goad you into saying sexual stuff. Like, oh, what do you want to do with me?
Well, to be fair, I have read some of the chat logs, because some of the videos show you these screenshots. Well,
they have to.
And,
the videos
don't have most to. Of the time, it seems like they're pretty... They don't really ignore... They don't really respond to the sexual stuff. Yeah. Although...
But to get them... arrested, they can't really, can they? Because they don't provide that as evidence.
But then I suppose, for the paedophiles, the fact that the girl, or what they think is a 12-year-old girl, doesn't log off or say, oh, stop it, that's gross, or whatever, is kind of tacit agreement. Like, oh, she doesn't seem to be running away. Ugh. Maybe she wants more of my penis.
Yeah, but still.
I'm not saying it's fine.
No, I don't know.
I'm just saying that... You don't really need to encourage in order to encourage if you're already a creep.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But, you know, there's a great variety of paedophiles out there. It's not just, you know, there are occasional ones that get... I think that what's striking is just how so many of them just sort of freeze. I think that's what makes them slightly more boring than they could be.
Yeah.
The range of reactions sometimes isn't that great, but there are some really good ones.
Really good ones.
I especially like the... posh guys, because they especially don't like being challenged and kind of spoken down to by these quite working class sounding people. So they're like, excuse me, I know my rights, get out of my way.
I specifically said we weren't going to have sex.
There was one where
this morning
he's very well dressed, he's got these like nice shirt on, kind of open down almost to the middle to show off a bit of his chest, and he's obviously come from a meeting, and he's about 50, quite well spoken guy. You could imagine that he's a kind of regional manager of something or other, or even, you know, higher up, and he's come to meet a 14-year-old. He says, well, if you've got the chat logs, I have specifically said this morning that no sex was going to happen. Oh, well, that wasn't what you said last night. You said you wanted to shove your tongue really deep inside her. Well, I was drunk.
I was drunk last night.
You can't hold me accountable to that. I was drunk.
Have I ever told you when I text someone?
Should I turn the...
I do, because it's perfectly innocent.
Should I turn it off?
No. No. It was perfectly innocent, but I was drunk. So maybe it was a bit more suggestive than... I can't even remember what I said now. Hang on. Oh, I don't know. No, I won't say it.
Say it, come on.
I can't remember, it's like... It's
out yourself.
I can't remember what the quote is from Dodgeball. So in Dodgeball, what does he say about the cuffs? He's like...
Do the collar as much.
Got the cuffs, I'm joking, but seriously, I've got them. It's like a little thing he says in Dodgeball, and Dodgeball was a popular film at the time.
Right.
He goes like, do you want me to go out the back and get the cuffs? I'm joking, but seriously, I've got them.
Uh-huh.
And I... And I was texting this girl.
How young was the girl?
The girl was 14.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, I think, 22.
Okay.
It's horrendous,
definitely
right?
Definitely illegal.
It's definitely illegal. Definitely illegal. But I didn't say anything wrong. Like, but she had been texting...
Sounds like you she suggested was texting that you wanted to me. Cuff her.
She was texting me.
Mm.
And I was a bit drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And I quoted this to her.
Mm.
When she said something. But she was being flirty as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like...
Because they do know, don't they? Know. Those young girls, they know what they're on about. They know what they're doing.
When I was 14, I knew...
Yeah, so it's fine. It's fine, isn't it?
No, it's not fine. Nothing happened. I just texted her a quote from Dodgeball. Yeah. But in the morning, when I woke up, I was like, I really shouldn't have done that.
Mm. And you probably shouldn't have handcuffed her to the bed.
I didn't handcuff her to the bed. She'd never let me.
Why were you even in a situation where you were texting a 14-year-old?
Because I used to go to a drama club. And she was pretty cool, and I was texting all kinds of people there, all the people in that club, and some of them were young, some of them were old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
So, but if she texted back, oh, yeah, go get the cuff, oh, yeah, I'll come round, no. Yeah, cuff me up, cuff me up,
no,
hey?
I would not.
With your big, strong 22-year-old arms?
No, I wouldn't.
Hmm?
She was
Ben.
She has a lovely big bum.
Just when I think
she looked like
this
a woman.
Podcast
it's not my fault.
You came out in favour of Trump last week.
No.
You're pro-Brexit.
You're
justifying raping children.
Hang on. I did not ever come out as in favour of Trump.
I've got the tape, mate.
I did not.
You were like, fuck those Mexicans. I love me some Trump.
Maybe, okay, sure. I don't remember that bit.
I'm quoting the
bit. Okay. Well, anyway, I shouldn't have texted it.
No.
And that's what, you know. But nothing illegal happened. Mm-hmm. It was all fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was all fine.
Yeah. I've been trying to think whether I should tell my accidental grooming story, but I've told it to you already, so it would be very boring for you.
Well, I can just sit here and listen. It's a very entertaining story.
Well, you've built it up now.
But now I will come in at certain points as if I haven't heard it before.
This might just work. So here's my... Here's the story of how I accidentally groomed an underage child online.
What? You did what?
You are in for a treat. So here's the story of how I accidentally groomed an underage child online. I was on popular video chat website Chat Roulette, which notably does not ask you to even register. You don't have to put your age in. You don't have to put a username in. You just click and you're going. So... And what it does is, for those who don't know, it pairs you up randomly with someone else on a webcam. And it's meant to be a wonderful kind of randomised social experiment where you just get chat face to face with people around the world. You don't know who you're going to get paired up with. In reality, it is a forum for men to masturbate on camera and kind of randomly get paired up, hoping that they might chance upon a young lady and get to masturbate to her live image for a couple of seconds before she hastily clicks on next.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just cycling through. You click next and it's just dick, dick, dick. The only variety was, do I get like an erect penis getting jerked off in motion, or do I get like a hand flirtatiously going towards the waistband, or is it just kind of, you know, the initial stages kind of battering around a flaccid penis bit where you're kind of trying to get some life into the old fella before, you know.
No,
so just a whole bunch of masturbating fellas, and then I suddenly got taken by surprise by what was clearly an underage girl, about 14, 13, I would say, just sat in a bedroom, fully clothed.
Okay. That's how you like them, though.
So she then said, hi, like that. We weren't video chatting, although I could see her, she could see me, we were typing. She just typed, hi. And the first thing I thought was, she shouldn't be on this website. If I have gone through all these masturbating men, she's blatant on the same thing. And it made me think that there's all these now, there are people, must be in their hundreds, who have accidentally or not, for a time, masturbated to the live image of a child on Chat Roulette, because the child pops up and they go, oh no, you wanted a big busty lady, where are the ladies at? Click next. But they're still jerking off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to sort of ask her whether she had seen that and kind of encourage her to not be on this website. How can I bring up wanking to a kid without actually saying anything graphic? So I plumped with, have you been on this website long? And she said, yeah, I come on it from time to time. And I said, have you seen a lot of men? Have you seen, little girl, have you... Little lady, have you seen, nothing creepy, have you seen a lot of men acting as they shouldn't? Which I thought was a very clever little euphemism. Yeah, you can't get me there!
It sounds so creepy.
You can't, it sounds creepy,
have
but
you
it's
seen
not...
men acting as they shouldn't?
Yes. And she said, oh yeah, you know, it's creepy, it's pervy, it's nice to find someone who's normal.
Yeah.
So I said, how does it make you feel? How does it make you feel?
Oh, God.
How do you feel about it?
That's disgusting.
I meant...
No, you meant, how does it... Does it make you tingle?
No, I didn't mean that. What I meant was...
Do you get
don't
feelings
you
in your...
Don't you feel
your
weird? Why are you still on this website? Are you so desensitized to sex online that seeing 40-year-old men jerk off live is just sort of... you've got a laissez-faire attitude. It's really big, blasé about it.
Maybe she's a child slave and she's forced to be in that room.
Maybe. Well, I could have uncovered child sex slavery.
Haven't uncovered it. She's just gone, oh, it's one of them ones.
Hmm.
You've got these are the real purse.
It gets worse. I then said, honestly, just trying to look out for this little girl because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, sure.
I said, do your parents know? Do your parents know that you come on this?
Oh.
This Sunday? Does daddy know?
Does daddy know?
No. I did ask, do your parents know that you come on here? Mm. And she said, I guess so. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess so. My dad's wanking in the next room.
I was on that chat relay, she wouldn't see my face. Oh, yeah. You look like your mother. back when she was alive. but anyway, she clicked off quite quickly after that. And I can't figure out whether it's because she thought I was building up to be the biggest grooming pervert of all time, or whether I was asking such a drag-ass questions do your parents know? Yeah. Should you really be on this?
Yeah.
Oh, boring, back to wanking
she's
men.
Thinking, fuck she off, mate, preferred, I'm 14. Like, yeah, I want to see. I've seen a cock before.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck
yeah.
Off.
All sorts of cocks.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. Anyway, the little topper of this was I immediately being just a
found out where she lived.
being a tremendous comedian, I thought this is ripe for material. So I minimised the chat roulette window and I started writing a few bits of stand up. I thought maybe this can be a story on stage or maybe a sketch or something. So I just started writing down all these dynamics that it had thrown up. It took me about 15 minutes to finish this little piece I wanted to write, and then I minimised that and went back onto chat roulette, which had been running in the background the entire time. And the first image I saw was just a guy, and this was weird because he was stood like away from the computer, like up against the wall, just masturbating to my image. Oh yeah, just jerking it. And so all he'd been, basically, he would have seen my gormless face typing away, looking at a computer screen for 15 minutes and thought, fucking right! God, you write it, come on, you write on a keyboard. And so I kind of saw him, and he didn't react to me kind of noticing him, and I just typed, hi. And he just, like it was nothing, just pulled up his trousers, did it up very methodically, took his time, then kind of sashayed over to the keyboard and was like, all right, mate. It's like, you've just been masturbating. To me, like, I'm flattered, but it just seemed like there's a disconnect. It's kind of normal.
Yeah.
They just spend all day masturbating on chat roulette, so there's no boundaries.
Do you know what would be a good end to that?
It was refreshingly honest.
I think you sound like a pervert to her. Do you know what would be a good end to that bit? Is if when he comes over to the keyboard, he asks, do your parents know?
Yes. Well, so that's my story. I'm glad I haven't ended up on any kind of register.
No.
Because apparently, I don't know if this is true, but according to the internet interceptors, they, any more than two messages after you found out that the child is underage, it's considered grooming.
Yeah,
any
no,
more
is,
than two.
Yeah. No, that is true.
So legally, that's me.
Well, so I only said
come get me, Scotland Yard, if you dare.